Rabbi, and welcome to the 17th year of the Shiurim. And we want to thank especially this week Rabbi Heschel Zolti, who has a big simcha this week. He had an enikul, a girl, the Kiddush was in Monsi, and he didn't go to the Kiddush to say the Torah, the Rabbim. Shkoyach. Shiur this week is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz Mishpacha, the Lishmas Rabbi Naftali Tzvi, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Leibish, Ol Shalom, and also the Lishmas Rabbi Victor Menachem Ben Marcha Tzvi, Ol Shalom.
That I took the first Mishnah, the parak also that Daf is hold. The Mishnah says the following: Koyin Godol v'Nozir is ein mitamin lekreveya. Nochi is that a Koyin Godol and a Nozir, neither one is mutter to be mitamin to kreve. Al mitamin lemeis mitzvah. We learn from a pasuk that the muta, either one of them, is muta to be metameh l'meis mitzvah. And the Gemara says that even if he's, if a person happens to be both a koyin gadol and a nozir, the Gemara says that he could also be metameh mitzvah. So machlokes tanoim, if you need an extra pasuk for that, or mali chadlav, mali bezlav, and machlokes abishmol and Rabbi Akiva and the sugya. The Mishnah handled the following shaila. Hoye mahalchen bederech. They were walking motzum eis mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, so you have a kohen gadol and a nozir. The question the Mishnah is, who's the one that should be metame himself to the meis mitzvah? Rabbi Lezer Omer, yitame kohen gadol or yitame nozir? Rabbi Lezer shita is, when it's a kohen gadol, a nozir and kol shekain, when it's a kohen hedyot, is yitami kohen gadol val yitami nozir. The one that should preferably be mitami himself is the kohen gadol, even though he's a kohen gadol, val yitami nozir. That's more chomer loich ebelezer. Chachomim yitami nozir val yitami kohen gadol. Shitas Chachom is that the Nozi is the one to be Metami himself, versus a Koyin Godel, and even versus a Koyin Hedi, like the Chachom. What's the Svara Samachleikis, the Mishnah says? Yitami Koyin, like Jebelezer, because he doesn't even get Korbin Tumah, Al Tumasai. Rengnish King Korbin, a Nozi is maybe Korbin Al Tumasai, so his Tukdusha is more Chomo Legabi Inyani Tumah. Even though he doesn't bring it for every tumah, but the tumah that he's going to be metame over here, mistame, is a tumah that he brings a korban for. It's not tumah sheina nozir mikalei achalom. When the rabbanon achaylik and they say yitami nozir shein kedushos kedushas oilam, yitami koyin she kedushos kedushas oilam, and that's the mahalocha the Rambam paskins. That the din is that the one to be metame himself is God the nozir versus the kohen gadol, the nozir versus the kohen hedyot. The nozir is the one to be metame himself because he doesn't have a kedushas oilam. And before Shem Yisrael already was a mitan nozir oilam, so Taisus Bavonz it doesn't make a difference l'chayr what type of nozir he is. Stam nazir is Islam in yoyim. This is Bavon's that kasha. So Machlekes in the Mishnah, what the din is legabe kedima? Who has a kedima and should be metame himself? If you have a choice, whether it should be a kohen or not, I may bossy the side aplukta. I don't know. Bevemitz kedusha is mer chomo. I mean, am is metame is medoch mechal dekedusha. The kedusha is nozir. The kedusha is kuna. So whose Kedusha, I guess, is more chomer that you're not matchen mechawel that one's Kedusha? I have to work it out a little bit, but what's the halachas of the Issa Tumah? Is there a difference between the Issa Tumah of a Nozir and a Koyin? That's a bit like Shaila Tzumir. So the Olam learns the Mishnayis of Tumah Shanozir Migaleach Olav. And Tumish Eina Nozim Migaleach, there's two Mishnayis. One Mishnah is Tumish HaNozim Migaleach Olav, and the other Mishnah is Tumah she'eino nozel migalei chalav. So what's the halacha? A tumah that a nozel is not migalei chalav, is he allowed to be metame himself? Right? Atonish. Can I atonish metame tumah she'eino, even if he's not migalei chalav, doesn't have the halacha of taglachas, but it could be he's osa. Chinuch state that there's allowed to be metame yourself, even those tumis she'eino nozel migalei chalav. It only means he's not migaleach, maybe not soises hakoidmin, but aval pikein the lav of lo yitami he still has. As I state in chinuch on tumishena, what's about a koyin? Is a koyin was a? So you'll tell me, even if it's tumishena nozim migaleach a lot, a nozim is muza. Maybe a koyin is also muza. That is sure. Vias dam in hameis, which is a nozim is ena migaleach a lot. The Mishnah says. So the din is that a koyin is muzah on revias dam min hames, even though it's tumish ena nozim migaleach halav. But the suffix a little bit we had, which I'm not going into now, that's not my inyan, is the lemoshel the din of cherev harei kecholo. I don't learn that. Is that in the daf already? The cherev harei kecholo. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a shaila. I've been a chaim koyin, which I've been a tam. Chevaikachol means it has the tumah, it has a tumah shiva. So what's the din of chevaik? Can a nozir be metami himself to chevaikachol? Is he allowed to be metami himself? Can a koyin be metami himself to chevaikachol? What's the dalacha? You have a kli that touched the mace. Is a koyin allowed to touch that kli? Can he go into the oil of a kli that touched the mace? If you hold its metami boil, is a koyin allowed to go into such an oil? So then, Mr. Rabbi, it's a little complicated, the Indian, because if you learned a little bit the Taisvis, Benotam, which Rabbi Nachayim Koyen, that Rabbi Nachayim, yes, the Ka, Benotam sheet is that a Kli Matchis that touches a mace and there's a din of Chevari Kecholo. So the din of Benotam says that a Nozi is Megaleach. As a result of Benotam, that if it's a Kli Matchis that touched a mace and it's Cherev Hareyu Kecholo, so the din is a nozi is migaleach halav. What about a koyin? Is a koyin muza on that tumah of chere kechol? So it could be yes, but the problem is if a koyin is muza, so then you have the following problem. The Rabbi Nachayim Koyin asked, "Is a bayis hashetivnuli?" Rabbi Nachayim Koyin, what he means to ask is that if a nozi is migaleach on chere kechol, which Rabbi Natam says he is migaleach. If it's a kli matchis, it's a kli matchis. Right in the tamshit, it's cherev kecholo is only by a metal kli, like a cherev. Machlekes rishon, Rambam is chaylik on that. But right in the tamshit is that's a kli matchis, it's cherev kecholo, and a noz is megaleach halav. And what's with the kain? So Rabbi Nachayim Koyin said, if you're right that a noz is megaleach a cherev kecholo, so then how can a kain ever walk into a house? Because Rabbi Nachayim Koyin shita is that cherev kechol is metame ba'oil, and if it's metame ba'oil, so how can you walk into the house? I know, but the cherev is metame ba'oil. The kli matchis. It's avia voice. If it touched the mace, it became avia voice hatuma. Once it became avia avos, it's metame ba'oil. So Rabbi Nachayim Koyin asked, so l'chayim Koyin could never walk into a house. And when was there a house that wasn't in oil ameis? So he came chayim. So that's what he asked them. And Rabbi Nachayim Koyin held, not like Rabbi Natam. I guess he held that there's no noses ain't a migaleach. A nose is not migaleach on any chayim. That's him. But Rabbi Natam says he is migaleach. But is a koyin muzah? That's a little bit of a question. Some say that maybe a koyin is taka muzah on cherve kechol, right? So how does he go into a house? That's a little bit of a question. It's not so clear the answer. Maybe Rabbi Natan holds his not tumis oil by cherve kechol, only a mason metan oil, but not cherve kechol. It's not so simple the answer to that kasha. Well, I'm just being ma'oira. That it should come out from this Mishnah that the Hilchis is a tumah of a Kohen and a Nozah are the same. If not, so why are they arguing? If you see that Rebbe Lezen the Chama arguing about who should be metamim. So it seems that be'etzem they have the same isurei tumah. If one has a leichter isur tumah, so maybe that's a reason to say he's more kuladik. That's my ha'ora on the Mishnah. But that's the oil mitrachim wegen them in the sugya of tumish anozim migaleach ein anozim migaleach. But the thing that I wanted to speak about is on the Santa Kasha. The Kasha bothered me, and I said a teretz on the Kasha. But I found the foot motzasi the Kasha. I think the Kasha is good. I think the Elam will have Hano, because it's not just negiah to here, it's negiah to other places in Shas. That is the following. The Rambam says in Hilchas Naziris that a person's mekabel naziris, so the din is, I think we have this wrong here, right, Emeli? Abderrahman Hilchas Naziris?
Oh, this is it.
Yeah, on floor. Yeah. The Rambam says in Hilchas, a person who's mekabel naziris, and then careful. So naziris, nedahu miklal nidre issa. A naziris, a kabbalos naziris, is a neda, miklal nidre issa. It goes under the category of nidre issa, not nidre hegdish, I guess, even though you bring korbanos. The Rambam says that a person who's oivan his naziris, over v'gilach oy nitma, oy ochel migefen hayayin, he did any one of those things, reiz eloikish stein. So the din is he gets two malkis, achas mishum l'yachol dvoroi, shekol kol ha'nedorim, he's also oiver the issa miyuchid by noza of either l'yishte or the l'yitamin. So besides the ilav ha-miyuchit, he also is over the nidorim dikalav of Bal Yach. A little bit later in Perik Hey, the Rambam says a nozer who's mitame himself, nozer tor shetime atzmoi, loike af mishum loy sa'acha l'shalmoi. Because he was ma'acha nezisa sa'gemor, they don't learn to maybe in Masech the nidorim, a nozer tor that was mitame himself, is over Bal Ta'acha also. He was Ma'acha Naziris Taira. I'm going to have to delay. I have to be either Sois, I have to wait the days of Tumah. I delayed my Naziris Taira from being fulfilled. V'osem Maisa gets Malchus also. It says the Rambam ends up saying, Holomash Hanozi Shetime Atzmoi Loike Abe Malchios. You could end up with four Malkus. A Nozir Torah, that's Mitame himself. You could end up with four Malkus. Mishum lo Yitame. Shum lo Yachol Dvoroi. There's two. Mishum lo Bal Ta'acha. Adach Ma'acha. Adach Mekabal Geben Naziris. And now he delayed the fulfillment. Mishum lo Yovoi. If you had this, it's Allah from coming into an oil. You have to know the case that you're able to love. No, the oil went into that role. Huh? There's a lot. But yeah, chol nafshus meis liyor. That means a nozik could be over no halav if he goes into an oil hameis, could be over atame with lo yobu bevas achas. If it comes vas achas, if he goes in b'shida table migdal, and then someone's pireya and opens it up, so then he's over those two lav. If it comes out a nozir that's mitami himself, he's at least over three lav. Maybe four. If it's a case of oil hameis, he could be even over four and get four malkis for being mitami himself, besides being over the asay from kol hayotze mi piviyas, which is an asay by all nidor, is it doch over the alulam. The rabbi said, that's the fact. A nozir, who's mitami himself to meis mitzvah, meis to meis, my pasuk state that's meis mitzvah's doicha, kovid abriyas. But it comes to us that the nozir, by being mitami himself to meis mitzvah, what you need to do is have him be over three lavim, at least three. That's what you're doing. You tell him, go be mitami yourself to meis mitzvah, and be over the lavin from Bal Ta'acha, Bal Yachol, and Bal Yitam. So Luchayra, what we're asking, they don't understand the language. So why isn't that? I'll back it up. Let me back it up with something. You want to?
I just wanted to ask. I always wondered. Whenever it says in the Gemara, you have five lav and six lav,
He says, Afkamina, one second, we can't play with now. But the main thing is that there's more than lo yitamis. The Bal Yachal, the Bal Tanasef, the Anasei, Abitul Asei, everything counts.
It's not a wholesale deal.
And that's, you know, that needs a different shia, but the answer, it's a different shia. About Kamli Vajramni doesn't apply to Malkus and Malkus. You don't know, there's no Kamli Vajramni is only Malkus and Mamin, or Malkus and Misa, or Misa and Mamin, those three, but that never. Malkus and Malkus, there's no Kamli Vajramni. I'm going to explain myself. Right now, what we're saying is that we're talking Ibn Vashtet and Rambam. And I don't know who's chaylik on the Ram. The Ram state as a nozir was zich metame is over all these lavim, and a kohen who's metame himself is over one lav. A kohen who's metame himself, kohen metame himself is over ein lav. Maybe he's over nasei also kedoshim yil. Could be a taste who says in the one, but mitzias muchach and aflamid beis. That if a kohen's mitame himself, he's over lav and nasei, the lav of lo yitame, and he's also over maybe kadoshim yield or ikay, maybe over lav, and he's only over one lav. Maybe he's over nasei. More zot ain't nasei deichel lo yisasev esef. For kohen to go into Beis HaKfaris to pick up an aveda, the Gemara says avada nisht because ain't nasei deichel lo yisasev esef. More lamed beis. What's the lo yisasev esef lo yitame plus kadoshim yield? But there's only one lav luchair. So this is the kasha that bothered me. And lezen the chacham are arguing, what's better to do? Should the kohen be matam? Should the nozir be matam? So I'm going to mention now Aran and Yuma, which Rambam knows from Efshir from Yuma, from Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, and Chavches. There's no adin from Achil Noisi Akala Kal Tchila. We at so you have to be Doicha Shabbos or Pikuach Nefesh. So the din is L'chaya Aklal Olo. Achil Noisi Akala Kal Tchila. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you try to do it the more lenient and the lesser Aveira. Achil Noisi Akala Kal Tchila. So it more goes into different cases. Tevel Nevela, Tevel Uchuma. The klal is machil noisei hakal hakal tchila Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's why we do this whole thing with shiurim on Yom Kippur. If a person has to have a certain amount of liquid, we try to do it in chatzis shia, not a full shia, because of this klal called machil noisei hakal hakal tchila. That's why you give a person, if he's able to, you give him less. You wait a shia pras, then you give him a little bit more. It's all because of this yisayit machil noisei hakal. Is the Ran Zokten Yuma B'Shem derived, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also in Shin Chav Ches in Hilchis Shabbos. The Machaber says like this: let's say a person has to eat meat, he has to eat meat Shabbos as a Choyle Sheish B'Sakona. So what should you give him? Should you give him Nevela, or should you Shecht for him on Shabbos? Shechting on Shabbos is the Hachiyev Skil. Nevela is the Halav. So Tonish has Nevela. So you should, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that you should shecht for him, even though it's skila shechting on Shabbos, and not give him the veil. The yeshayla is a three-way machlokes. What's the reason? Why do you do that? It's more chomer to shecht is the chadis of skila, and to give him the veil is only a lav. So why do we choose doing shechita? It's a mefurish sif in the mechala. So the machlokes, the Ran says b'shem deraivin. Says the reason is because it's. There's three, every kazayas of nevela, you have another lav. Every kazayas of nevela, you'll be over another lav. Hashem came the shechita b'shabbos, you just have to be over skila once. Yeshech the behema is ein mol skila. But if you're going to feed him nevela, this is the reason, but the Ran's reason, shame derive it, is because skila once or lav nevela three. What's more chama, one skila or three nevela? Three kazayis on the veil. If you only need, well, not, that's a very good point. That's a very good point, but that's not what we're talking about. And also, always chayshish that he'll need more than one kazayis. You're right. If theoretically, if all you need is one kazayis, then what skill is more chama than one kazayis on the veil? We're talking that he eats, you know, kazayis not that much. You can't really save people with a kazayis, not that much food. So the Ran, so it's a machlekes vishandim, the Ran b'shem deraivit. It's very clear what he says. Look, the Ran b'shem deraivit, that you should know that mibalt nevela is navera for yedek esayis, and the chilush Shabbos is just skila ein mol. Oh, you'll ask me, how's he going to eat the meat after you shech the beima? Meizne, if shagoyet kochen, bishalakim is mutter v'chayim. Bishalakim is v'chayim, rabon is toch mutter. So, skila is once, and the veil is every kezayis. So, k'ta yisoid, three lavin is more chomer than one skila. Ribui halavin is more chomer even than a verishyesh by skila. Ribui lavin, right? It's chomor, ribilab. Hazoi zogt. I know Rabbi Chonin is a kashan. We mentioned before. So mali chadlav, mali bezlav. And Rabbi Chonin Yevam is fact from there on. You see, two lav is worse than one lav. It's a good kashan. It's a good kashan. I'm not answering it now. That's another shir to answer that kashan. That's a good kashan. To chaman liyam nigmar. Rabbi Yishmael says, "Mali chad lav, mali beiz lav." What do you mean, "Mali chad, mali beiz"? The Ran just said that ribui lavin is much more chomer. It's like a skila. It's more chomer than skila. I say it's not deicha skila. I'm thinking the shabbat. I say it's not deicha skila. So why should it be deicha tu lav? Mali chad. Tosfos says in Yevamis that I say it's deicha tu lav. Rabbi Yishmael says, "By nozav v'kain gold, mali chad lav." Mali beiz lavin. What do you mean? Two lavin is more chomer because you see the Ran says it's doim to skila. It's even more chomer than skila. No one's thinking about this. What about the shayla?
Why
do you say
that?
Did I ask the kasha that's bothering me? Yeah, this is the kasha. Their kasha, frek the Shah Melech in Perek Yudal. The Shah Melech. I didn't ask the kasha yet. Okay, good. Yes, I want to know. Yeah, let me frag the kasha. Nozir, the erste Mishnah in Kohen Gadol. Machloik is Rebbe Lezen the Chachom. Who should be metam himself? The Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Head to the Nozir. Machloik is Tanoi. Frag him, what do you mean? What's the Shaila? A Nozir will be metam himself at the Oiva Zayn Dry Lavin. And a Kohen Gadol will be over a Lav. Three lavin is as a chomer v'skila. So what's the machlekes Rebbe Lezen the Chacham? Avada, the one should be tam, is the kohen should be tam himself.
He's not mechal al dvoro if he's doing because the Torah says to do it. The Torah says be tam to mes mitzvah. It's not a chil al dvoro.
What is the Ran talking about? The Ran's also about pikuach nefesh. The Ran says to you, "My brother, when pikuach nefesh, you're doing the veil for pikuach nefesh. You're doing chol Shabbos pikuach nefesh." And he says, "The better thing to do is the shechita. Machil oisei hakal hakal. Do the thing that's more kal, which is skila, is more kal than the choyma being over three lavin. And here, for nozir is mitamim, so which is better to do? For nozir to be over three lavin, or for kohen to be over one lav? Delim hetish the kasses." If the Mishnah, you'll tell me it's only Shvel later Ran. That's also Kasha. Ran, right? It's brought down Laloch. How's it learned the Mishnah? That's right. I said it. The Elam Hat was Mefregan. Yeah, the Shamelach says maybe. He says, he sent the Santa Losh and the Shamelach Freg the Kasha in Yudam Machal. He says like this, maybe. So Ola Belibi, he asked the kasha from Nozir. He says, Ola Belibi Loimit, there's a difference if it's Bevasachos or one after the other. Maybe the Ran is thrown where you do three lavin consecutively. No? Yeah. So the Shamel Snoshan, then, Kach Ola Belibi Latat, Zokta Vachile Kaze Ein Beik Dei Sviya. Those are the Loshan from Shamel. Achille Kaze Ein Beik Dei Sviya. Retal Vegan Esther, Nochak Yuzah. So to say, a loshon from Shamelach, in
Beit Sphere. Could there be a difference between one person and two people? Here it's like one person, you need to eat three lavin, where he's going to, well, I don't know, maybe it's also two people. As opposed to, here it's Shiloh, which one of these two people should do?
What if we take two?
We're trying to be done. What's the better thing to do? Do the more lighter thing. That's the whole Shalom in the Mishnah.
Why would you do it, though?
And the Mishnah doesn't even mention this Sa'ad. The Mishnah just speaks about whose Kiddush is more common. The Mishnah doesn't even talk about this. Oh, but the Yisurim from Anoz, if he bought its Gimel Yisurim, It is memela mechomu von akoyim. Dosi de kasha. And I want to say a teretz. There's maybe more than one teretz. Maybe there's more than one teretz. I want to say, this is the teretz was miyachach. Matzosi. Matzosi baruch Hashem. Yerati matzosi be'erech ze divri hagoyin b'chay moizu divol lato. The tshuvis avni mluim brings down the following. Go to the maramot and choose on the way. Now, a nazir is mekabel naziris. So I'm going to ask you the following shah. This is the tshuvis harajman. Danun brings the tshuvis harajman, asks the shtaki kasha, the tshuvis harajman. A person made a shvur not to drink wine. Made a shvur not to drink wine. And then he's mekabel naziris. Made a shvur shaloi eshtayan. And then he was mekabel naziris. And he goes ahead and drinks wine. What is the yoiva? How many lavin is yoiva? He made a shvur, the shvur was chal. Made a shvur before he was mekabel naziris. Then he was mekabel naziris. Irene knows. No. Rabbi says, so what's the din? How many is the yoiva naziris or not? So, bring the avnim lum at shvur sarash, but ein echayv ala achas, for shvur is chayv. Avol Naziris loy b'chein posa b'shulchan aruch yaredeh simen reish tetzvah. But he's only over the shvur. He's not over the Naziris. So you'll tell me why isn't he over the Naziris? Yeah. Ain't this the chalis? Ain't this the chalis? What's the portion? B'chein posa b'shulchan aruch yaredeh simen reish tetzvah. The issa, he had an issa to drink wine. He had a lav liyachul dvori from the shvur. He had a lav not to drink wine. So he's mekabel naziris. Is it chal the issa naziris of lo yishtayin? No, ne. Shrek the avni meluim. Koshali tuva. Zokte b'naziris. Nesa b'sholish minim. Nozi is osa b'sholish minim. He's osa b'yayin b'tuma b'taglachas. Frek the tshuvas avni meluim koshali tuvan the tshuvas harajba. He said, "Let it be chal al tzkoil." Anyone have a test in this kasha? Simple test. Right, Zeris is usually chal on all three. That is true. Even if you makabel one, you get all three. You always get all three. You always get all three. But why isn't it called an issekoil? You're saying the kasha is good. Okay. As a mask with the kash, say it good. But the Elm should say, on this kash, the Elm should say an easy teretz.
It's the same one.
And the easy teretz is, it's three different shemes. That's not koil. Koil means you have one issa that's koil many things. Right? Yom kippus chal on mutter dika flesh, osa dika flesh. Yom kippus called an issa koil. Yom kippa on the veil. It's called koil. So here, where's the koil? Knows it's koil. There's three separate lamin. Lo yitame, lo yishta, val taglachas. Three different lamin. That's not called issa koil. Issa koil means one.
What? Even the yayin has extra things. He has chatam, he has zog, he has an oven. It's not just one.
So whatever are these
symbols, but
no, the curl. I understand. But he meant the curl should be the three minim of taglachas and tumah, yeah, and that he says is very posh. That is what's that? On that kasha of taglachas and tumah, knows is curl three lam, but they're three different shemas. That's not called an issa koil. Issa koil means one shem that's koil many things. So that's called, that's a good. That's the terence he said. Zochtav nimeluim. But we didn't solve the problem. Listen carefully. We didn't solve the problem because what happened to Bal Yachal? That can't be tikshi fekt avnim lua. Because Bal Yachal is koilal everything. It's one lav that's koil all Yisurei Nozi. So the chayal's Bal Yachal, which is koilal all the different things, that's a lav ha-koilal, so it should be koilal dem issa yayin also, alts koilal, alts issa koilal. So let him be Oivet and Aziris also, because of the Bal Yachal of Nozi, that's Kailul, all these Suri Nozi. Thus is them Kushias Avnim Lum Vitzorechir. Did I make myself clear?
Yes. Because yes.
Bal Yachal is Kailul.
But if it's not, if the Layish is not Chal, then who says the Bal Yachal?
You want to explain yourself? It's either that or he comes up here. Mazbasa. What do you say?
Vayachu is only if one's something that's already an Isser. And you're over it. But if it's not an Isser in the first place, then it's not. There's no Vayachu. You didn't do anything before. The Isser has to be Chal for the Vayachu.
What do you mean it's not Chal?
Because it was. Because it's Ain Isser Chal Isser. If it's Ain Isser Chal Isser, there's no Lav Lo Yishta. So you're not. You never made the Lo Yishta, so you're not Vayachu.
Berich, you're saying good, Berich. Berich is after good Ichumaz design because it's totally really not Hakir. That's why I'm bringing down that Nimuluim. But you're saying good. Now, the Olam is learning Nazir for a while. Right? It's almost, right? We have Al-Chim by Slave Nazir. But there's a very basic Hakir that the Achraim clan, what is a person doing when he says Areni Nazir? Person Mekabal Naziris. There's a three-way Hakir. I don't know if the Olam heard this in any of the Shiurim. But there's a three ways of understanding. When you say Hareini Nozir, it's like you're saying a neder to Asa all these things, Nisa Chavtza, or you're making like an Issa Gavri. Or no, Hareini Nozir means I am a Nozir. It's a Chalois Taya. I'm putting a certain status upon myself. That's my neder, that I am a Nozir. Not answering anything. I'm saying I'm a Nozir. A person who is a Nozir, the Taya put the Yisurim up. It's Yisurei Taya. It's not Yisurim that you're putting on yourself. You're just labeling yourself a Shem Toya. Ich bin anozi. The Torah gave halachas and lavin miyuchodim to their mensch. But say it's not anozi. The Torah gave him lavin miyuchodim. Lav of tuma, lav of shiyas yayim, lav of taglachas. One second. Yeah, I'm going to come into your shop. So, Tavni Miluim, Apia Marit, the third way. That Harini Nozir is a Kabbalah's Torah. And the Torah, Diki Yisurim, Aisri Torah. It's like Chazen Nevela. Tuma and those things are like Issa Chazen Nevela, but just to this person. But it's Torah Diki Yisurim. It's Lavin of the Torah. It's not, he didn't make those Yisurim. It's not like he made a neder to Asayayin. He made a neder to be a Nozir. The Torah said that there's a love for this person, a Nozir. There's a love for him to drink wine. It's Torah Diki Yisurim. That's what the Alimum goes with the Marit that says it, and the Alimum goes with the Marit. So what's the Bal Yachl? Bal Yachl is, if I didn't adhere to what the Torah demanded of this person called a Nazir, if I didn't adhere to it, I was over my head. I didn't listen. Torah said a Nazir is supposed to conduct himself a certain way. And I said, Hareini Nozir, and I didn't. So I'm over my neder by being over the Yisurei HaTorah of Nozir, I was over my neder. That's what Avni Mum says, and that answers the kasha. Am I explaining what you said? I'm saying a little drop better?
Pretty well.
Good. Pretty well. That means he has more to say. It's good. That's very good. But listen carefully how Avni Mum answered the Tshuvas HaRashba. And I think that this will answer us the kasha of we ask Mishamel, but Zeir Batam to Zeir Geshmak answers a few kashas really. So he says, it's not Shayach Bal Yachal. Bal Yachal should be an Issa Koilo. No, not Shayach Bal Yachal to be an Issa Koilo. Because if the Issa of Lo Yishta is not Chal because of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so where's the Bal Yachal? Bal Yachal is if I don't adhere to the Torah's Isurim of a Nozir, but the Torah's Isurim was Nechal, because Ein Issa Chal is. So Memele, there's no Bal Yachal. That's what the Avni Melum answers on his Kasha on the Tshuvas HaRashba. No Issa HaTorah, because of the Klal called Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, Memele no Bal Yachal for the Nozir, which is Mitle Talia with the Isurim of the Torah. This is Divrei Hagoyin Avni Meluim, Jewish Rashi. La'anir l'chayr yesh loyma. That this would answer this shayla we asked, and maybe another shayla as well. What did we ask? We asked l'chayr, what's the shayla in the Mishnah? Machlekes, Rebbe Lezen, the Chacham, the Mishnah? Which is the one? Of course the Nazi is more chom, he's being overcome, he's soon. Answer, if the din is, that he is to be doicha the lav of tuma because of meis mitzvah. If that's the din, to be doicha, your lav of tuma. Meis mitzvah is doicha. Can I worry about, but there's other yisurim also. There's bal yachon, there's bal ta'acha, which are nedorim dike yisurim. Answer, once there's a tchia, because of meis mitzvah, there's a tchia on the issa tumah, the lav of a nozir being metame himself, mimele, there's no bal yachon. It's not like I have to be doicha a lot of yisurim. There's a tchia on the ikki issa, which is the lav of tum, which is the same by a koyin as by a nozir. Lav of tum is the same. Once there's a tchia on the lav of tum of the nozir, so I'm not bal yachol. Bal yachol is a memela. Memela, there's no bal yachol. That's the answer we're saying. And you know, I'm going to back myself up that I said, that this is what we thought to answer. I'm going to back myself up by saying that I say that because that's always better that way, right? Right? We want something that we say to be said by a Yid like Reb Chaim Oizer. Listen, but I'm not saying it just that the Olam shouldn't argue with me. I wouldn't have a hard time from the Olam. That's also maybe it's also a good reason. But I'll point out, I'm saying it because l'sayeh milsa going to Reb Chaim Oizer, you know. One shtickle tefen of Chaim Oizer is kol ha-tere kula. I'm not going into that now, but this is what we thought to say, and this is exactly what he says, and that's the answer to the mishnah. Now, there's one to be meisiv to follow. So that's the one to be meisiv to follow. Meis mitzvah is okay for kohen gadol v'nozer. Meis mitzvah is okay for kohen gadol v'nozer. Now, is that tchia or is that hutra? Meis. Rashi in Masechta Brachos says a chiddush, because the emes is that kovod habrius. We know that kovod, if a person finds kalayim in his jacket or his pants, whatever it is, hamoitzi kalayim b'shuk. The din is that's the din. That did not look. You understand? But hamoitzi kalayim b'shuk. Is ein Chochma, ein Eitze, ein Tuna neger Hashem? Kovod Abrius is nish doich alav de reis. It's not doich alav de reis. No. It's a lot of Chomish, a doich alisasi de reyem, and it's doich maybe in Asse, b'shev al tais, the Gemara says. If you're going to Shech to Kom Pesach, and you meet in a Mes Mitzvah, so you're oisik in the Mes Mitzvah, even though you'll be bottle from Kom Pesach, who Shev al tais is shiny. You're not being over the Kom Pesach, but you're dying, you're being over the Pesach, b'shev al tais. So why are you kovod Mes Mitzvah? Kovod Abrius. I'm missing a kashna. Kovod Abrius is nishtoi chalav de reis. You find kalayim b'shuk, poishtoi. Moitzi kalayim b'shuk, poishtoi. Yeah, I know it's a pasuk. I didn't say it's not a pasuk. But I'm missing a kashna. Why? So maybe learn from here that Kovod Abrius is doicha.
Forget
the kashna. What? Right. You're saying Kovod Abrius should be doicha. We know it's not doicha. It's like that. Kovod Abrius should be doicha. Good. That's what he meant. I'm not a pasuk over here. More or less from a pasuk. Chayisai, right? Over here. Chayisai. Rashi says in Masech the Brachos Daf Chav. He said, "Tomorrow Zoktach does. You only doicha b'shev al taisa." Fret Rashi Ashayla. As you not doicha b'yadayim or b'akoyin is hutcha tum is guhul to the koyin ulenazu tam lemeis mitzvah. Rashi is the kasha. Kovod Abrius is not doicha lois hasek. How is a kohen gadol mitami to meis mitzvah? Kohen gadol kohen mitami to meis mitzvah. V'nozir zogt lav shel haynu taima, because it's hutra. The whole lav was never said. When it's l'chishenichtev lois sase de tuma loyal meis mitzvah. Pel dike Rashi. How did he know this? Pel dike Rashi. He said. The Chosid says that you should do it. We know what Rashi says. The law was never written on Meis Mitzvah. Loisasi loyal Meis Mitzvah nichtav kishem shloi nichtav al hakroivim. Kroivim was a nichtav. Now nichtav on Meis Mitzvah. So it's hutra. The law was never said on these things. That's what Rashi says. It's hutra. Leads up to Rashi. Rashi makes something a little bit better. I want you to think about this. Rashi makes a kasha a little bit better. It's a little kasha to me. A kohen is metamit to kroivim.
Why is he mitame to cry? Why is he mitame to cry? Say the chaloy says say. Say the pasuk. That's tchiyah.
The
pasuk
says.
Well, I'm just I'm proving Rashi's point. So what is it? The terrorist state. What is it? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is doicha. Well, it has to have a gedda. What do you mean? State. What did the Torah say? The Torah said to be over the Issa of
Tumah. There was no Issa.
What do you mean? It's Hutri, you say. So you say like Rashi.
It's
Hutri.
Not that Hutri.
No, no, it's just like, so you're saying, right, what's your...
You have a mitzvah, just like he has to
put in tefillin, he has to go... One sec. So that machlekes tanoim is sech to say that machlekes tanoim. Let's say all it's a rishus. Yeah.
Well, they can't be...
Rashi shitin is sech to brachas. It's in this portion. I'm not saying it klachiyah. It's not part. Rashi zoktim is sech to brachas. That you should know that tumis kriven by a kohen and tumis meis mitzvahs hutra. It's as if the Torah never wrote the law over here. That's what he says. So if you say like that, that answers the kasha. So even though there's no mitzvah timitami to correlate one man the yom, he's still kimitami because the hutra was never an issa. Very good. So loich Rashi, it's very good what you're saying. If it's hutra meis mitzvahs hutra, I know it's hutra by. Chvesins a tucha by who? It's not by both, by kain and noz. So the longest that we said is zichagut. Since it's hutra, the lav, so there's no bal yachum and mela. And mela is no bal yachum, because the lav, there's no lav at all. No, by meis mitzvah. By meis mitzvah, since it's hutra, nishtok in lav. Nishtok in lav and tuma, nishtok in bal yachum.
It's hutra by a kain, it's not hutra by a nozim.
Rashi says both.
Rashi says both.
I just read the Rashi. But the coin of the nozir, both of them are covered abrius. For nozir and mitzvah, it's covered abrius. It's not al tchi, it's al tchutcha. Tesis is chaylik. Tesis I've not is chaylik, and says nay, it's nit hutcha. It's tchi. So covered abrius is deicha. Mes mitzvah is deicha. Nozir is deicha. Coin of tesis is mafurish is chaylik on Rashi. It is tchi. Who else is chaylik on Rashi? The Rambam says mafurish that a coin is metamit. I brought down in the Marma claims. I brought down Divra. Rambam says kama gedayla rachmanos hamitzvah seibul. The Torah had gezocht misal deicha zayin the dinei tum kama chamura mitzvah se. Rambam sheet is that be metamit. So korb is not velus to kedin. It's part of a velus to mechal. To be mechal kedusha because libdim korb is not velus to kedin. That's sheet is Rambam. Mafurish Rambam hilchos avelus. It's not velus to kedin. This is a sign of Avelis, was as Mechal Zich, his Mechal his Kedusha, to live Zain Kor, and the Rambam brings out Kamachamura Mitzvah Avelis that the Torah said to be Mechal Kedusha's Koyin. So it is a Tchiyah, Al Kuponim, a Koyin with a Korb, it's a Tchiyah, and it's Yitochin Moy that the Rambam holds that even by Meis Mitzvah is also a Tchiyah Dikidin. Tosfos says it, but Amaisis Dailam is bothered, but we're saying it anyways. What do I mean to say? That even if it's only a tchiyah, because I say deicha leis, I say. But seif kol seif, vibalt, there's a het on the lav, zol zay machmes tchiyah. Even if it's machmes tchiyah, there's a tchiyah on the lav of tumah, it could be what we're saying is that the bal yachal is mel nishnege. There's no bal yachal. Once the teri dika lav is nitcha, even though it's only a tchiyah, it's not hutra. It's only Rashi that says it's hutra. Even if it's a tchiyah, obas is nitcha, bal yachal is mit letalia bepoil. I said, do an issa from the Torah, it's the bal yachal. No issa from the Torah, but the Torah said that din, as it didn't to be nitcha, was saying that there is no bal yachal either. That's what we're saying when they get them divrei, to answer the kash on the Mishnah. That's what we said to answer the kash. Radid also answers another Ram. I know, did Olam do the taglachas mitzera? Shadara. I don't know if they all did that. Taglachas mitzera, yeah, they all did that. Rambam zog the pelvic zach. Everybody is on the Rambam. What's the din of taglachas mitzera? Knows it to be megalea tag. Let's say he's a mitzera and he has to be megalea kol roisha. So the Rambam says he does it. The Rambam says he does it. He's megalea. Right? Knows he's a mitzera. He's megalea. Says, how you do it? I ain't a say doicha loisa sev yasei. Rambam's kasha. What's the answer? Rambam says, because there's no assay. Because when he's tomeim tumas mitzayre, there's no asay of kodesh yeh gadol peres saroisha. There's no asay of kodesh yeh gadol peres saroisha. So and then mimela. So it's only alav and mimela asay is deich alav. As I zot the Rambam, why he could be megaleach taglachas mitzvah if he's a nozim mitzayre. Frek the velt akasha. What do you mean? There's another asay. Kol ha-yoytzim p'v'yasim. So I fractive al tiftirama. Besides the kasha from the Fushim Rama. And the few what we said is v'yoshim Rama. Because that says melebotim. If there's a tchiyah on the love of taglachas, if there's a tchiyah on the love of taglachas, so the mele there's no assay. The assay and the psai da assay, psai bal yachal amit letal you with the dinei nozit. If the Nozidiki Surim go off, even Machmas Tchia they go off. There's a male, there's no Isuri Neder of either of Kolayotzim Yipir Yase or Bal Yachal. Those are Pokem in Mela, and those is Kabonis Rambam. Says Botel the Asay of Kodesh Yigadal Pera, say the Cholois Asay on the Lav of Taglachas, and in Mela there's no Asay of Kolayotzim Yipir Yase. It's for Enfidiran. So it's another issue, it's another raya to this Yisoy that the Bal Yachal is maybe a mitlitalia with the Surei Torah of Nazir of Taglachas. That's what we said. This Rambam. Oh, you're asking an excellent kasha. If Chaimoy is a bavon tekasha, if they're good tekasha. Val ze, the Gemara said, Mesech the Yavam is Yeshne Vishayla. The Gemara Nivam says that the reason why Nozim Mitzayr is Migaleach, because the Surim of Nozim is Yeshne B'Sheila, Kendoch Shoyel Zayin, Yeshne B'Sheila, so that answers your kasha. That assay is called Yeshne B'Sheila, so Mel, there could be a din of Tchia, and Mel, there's no assay either. Yeshne B'Sheila makes it assay, can be Deich Adolam, and Mel, there's no assay of Kalayotze Mipiv Yaseh. That's what we wanted to say. For the to answer this Shaila. And I'm just going to... I said it's not the only answer, but that's the only answer that I'm saying. I have to be honest. I said, no, Tam HaMelech. It's not so huge like the Shah Melech that's going on, the Shah Melech's Kasha from the Mishnah. And he says something, but no, that's the Chaim. If Ashtay isn't as good, I see Shah Melech also didn't understand it so well. I see that he wants to hear what he says, so I'll say what he says. The Tam HaMelech Zogt, as, you know what, this mission is not dealing with Yisurim Bechlam. Then we assume we're not really worried about. Because Mes Mitzvah is Deich, we're not worried about Yisurim. We're worried about who's the person that we want less to be Tomei. That's the whole handler of the Mishnah. Tum is two things. Tum is an Aveira to be Metami yourself. And Tumis causes you to lose your status. You lose your Kedushas Nazir, Kedushas Kuhn. Who is it more important not to lose the Kedusha Nazir? That's this Mishnah. The Surim, we're not dealing with the Surim. We're not worried about that because it's a Mes Mitzvah. It's a Mes Mitzvah. What do you mean? Mes Mitzvah takes care of the Surim. Takes care of the Surim. So what are we worried about? We're about the Kedusha. That's what he argued in the Mishnah. Whose Kedusha is more important to us? Not to be nischal. That's what the Tam HaMelech says. Hashem Yoy Einai. Hashem Yoy Einai. What does he mean? We don't care about these. What does that mean? But if there's a chaim in these surim, so what is he saying? These surim are taken care of. Unless he meant to say it's hutra. This is tchuya. Yeah, but if it's tchuya, so what does he mean to say we're not worried about these surim? Why not? The Yisurim makes it more chomer. Why does he say, forget about the Yisurim, it's a meis mitzvah. Let's just think about the tumah, the resulting tumah. This one's tummy, that one's tummy. Let's think about who is it more important not to be tummy. Those are the Tam HaMelech. Achosh of Yid, the Tam HaMelech.
Where's the Shana
Melech? In Perek Yudal, Mehilchus Macholos HaSuas. So that's another teretz. They don't have the teretz. Yeah, I'm going to say that. The Mishnah is much like him, but it doesn't answer so much the kasha. The Mishnah Taka spoke about Kedusha, but we're trying to answer why isn't the Surim Neged? Das macht a Chayme. If it makes a Chayme, so why aren't we concerned?
Where did you see the Surim way against?
That's why I brought the Ran and Yuma. The Ran in Yuma said that when you tried it.
There's no other thing that you're dining on. You're not doing a separate thing with Kedusha. You're just dining on these Asurim against these Asurim. Here, the Ikim Nidon is on the Kedusha.
But why? Why is the Nidon only on the Kedusha? If I could avoid a Choyma of three Asurim, let's avoid that. Let the Kohen do it and not the Nozah. So we avoid the Choyma of three Asurim. Why not? Why aren't we concerned about the Asurim? Hamel says, Sishneger, the Asurim is now what we're handling, Tumah. That's what we're handling, Kedusha, Tumah. But why? Why aren't the Asurim Neger? Hagoyne of Chaim Oizer agrees with me. Chaim Oizer Chelik Beis Simuchov. I'm going to end off now because it's late. I'm going to end off. I'm going to start doing the parasha. Yeah, remember that's the... What's connection is going to make in the parasha? This is the Agresa Parasha, right? The Agresa Parasha, Klal Yisrael is the Agresa Parasha. I just say over something. What? Yishka. I glad he wasn't going to speak about that. That's not a surrender. That's a zogin. I'll say what I said, and the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tainis. Zogin is for Zichas, Cyrus, I'm talking to myself. Rambam writes in Hilchas Tainis that. And whenever there's a tzara, and it says in Chuyiv to Lizek, Laria, the Oyer Zayin, and think about what the Gorm is, which is, of course, in the Maisim, right? I said it so many times over Yontov, and I didn't register, like myself. Lechatein and Golina Me'atzeinu, that's what we said so many times in Busif, Shalosh Shadolim. Even our Rosh Hashanah is on Lechatein. And it says, if you don't, you're not Miss Oyer when the tzara comes to do tshuva. Shuv, in fact, is done Asifas Tilim, which is very good. Mispalzain for Yidden, for Tzoris. Ram says the Iker to be Misoyer when there's a Tzora is Tshuva. That's what he says. And a person who's not Misoyer is an Achzor. Ram says an Achzor. An Achzor because he knows what the Eitz is. Eveis was Mimond. He doesn't do anything about it. Ram calls him an Achzor. And he tells to the Psukim from Telchim Mikeri, Afani Eilich Mimochim B'chamas Keri. Telchim Mikeri means if you go by Mikra, not to spoil, Medavin, Zachter Besotil, Megate weiter, life goes on as it was. As I said, the Ram, that the Ikehis Iris for a year is supposed to be to change. So it's interesting that Ibishtha brought such a Shas Tzorah right after Yom Neroyim. Yom Neroyim, Slichas, Medoros, Haim. And they wish to munch and write the Tshuva. Stachin Sov, they wish to munch and write Meis Dois. No one, who could say that they were Shov, Shuv Shlem, Zoktuch, Slach, Lon, right after Yom Kippur. I just wanted to end off with one thing. That's the Rambam told us exactly what needs to be done. Kenish Yeit says, I am just mit Tehillim. That's not, it's not adequate. Tehillim is a Yisairis, it's Tefillah, but the Ikit seems is Tshuva, Tshuva Dachon Tshuva. Person says to himself, like, Rabbi Nisham, what do you want from me? I live over here. I live in New York, and this, I go out to work, and I'm all around such shcheinus. I'm infiltrated from all sides. So Rabbi Nisham, what do you really expect from me? I have to work hard. My work environment is not the greatest. It's not, I don't have a Chaim Kanievsky on my right side, and this one on my... It's a different situation. I have to go on the subways. This and all the tears and everything that goes on and the media. So what do you really want? What's one for a year? Do you want for them? Can I really change anything? So I just had this iris from Ramban in the Pasha. I'll slick in the Pasha. But this is an interesting aura from the Pasha that I had. Ramban zogt as the teva was a ness. It was a ness. It didn't fit. Nothing. It didn't fit. Not the size of the teva, it's not shayach, and even the walls of the teva really couldn't withstand the mab. It was a nest, a mamish nest. In fact, Ramban Akasha, who's a nest, nobody yet, so make the teva smaller. It's anyways a nest. Ramban gets the kasha, make the teva smaller, it's a nest anyway. So he didn't want to answer because he wanted them to be busy so the people should come and ask. You see that Noach needed a certain schus to stay alive. You have to be more people to tshuva and tell everybody that the Eibush is bringing the mabul. I learned from over here that no mashgiach should feel bad. no mashgiach in the world because 120 years he said drashas. He's a Gornish Belga. He could learn from the Gewaldik and was asked, or don't be in the spot. Say a shmuz for 100, and his name is, said a good shmuz, because I fashed there, a good shmuz. Didn't work, not one person changed. It's the same person that heard it for 120 years, because the people lived long them, so they heard it for 120 years. Anyway, the Ramban is this kasha. So why? So that's one answer. The other answer he says, the Eibishter took nisim. But he only does nisim, you have to do your part. Eibishter taka does nisim. He does it, you have to make your shtablis. You can't make a teva that's really going to work for marbles, a child. But you got to do it. You have to do it. You have to try. So I took out of this, what I took out of this Ramban is Eretz Uns. You know, today, where we live and what's going on today is not there, is a marble. Maybe call it a ruchni stick of marble, doesn't really, right? But it's a marble. And to withstand a marble is a nes mamsh. It's a nes. That's why it's a nes. Is it really possible with everything that goes on? A ruchni stick of marble? No, the answer is not possible. It needs a nes. But a man hat uns gelernt that a person has to make his own teva. He has to do his part. No one's potter from that. No one could say, well, it's not shayach. Leave that to Ribbono Shel Olam. Noach didn't say, what the hell, make a teva 120 years, but it's not going to work. He didn't say that. Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do this. Make my hishtablus. Make a teva, make an art, bring Aaron Kedusha, bring Taira, make yourself a seder, halimud. Be a shoyma susis wegen the kinder susis sich allein. Make your own miniature teva. Das war Baruch Hashem. Don't think about the cheshbonis. Is it really possible? That's not your business. You have to be able to say mir darf you mir darf in zogen zu Baruch Hashem or sinu es shalom. I did my part. I was mikabel. I took out a Rambam. I took out a Rabbeinu Yonah. I took out a Shari Tshuva. I was mechazik my storim. And whatever it is, I was mechazik myself, and whether it's Choshen Mishpat, so under Zachem, I did my part. That's what I took out of this Ramban. A marble needs a nes. To be an Erlich Hayid, I think, to be an Erlich Hayid today needs a nes. It needs an unusual Siyata Dishmaya because of all the things that are around us, all the schachas and all the different things that are Maisa Sotan, Maisa Yetzer. I think the Goyin said it. It's a good word. I'll leave it later. Pogu b'chom nuvu zeh v'shchei l'beis ha-medrash. So the Gemara m'sach the Kiddush. If you meet the Yetzer Hara, bring them to beis ha-medrash. V'os it zayin in beis ha-medrash. V'os it dod nishtok in Yetzer Hara in beis ha-medrash. It's a effective health. So the Vilni Goyin said like this. The Yetzer Hara that's in the street, he's called Menuvel. Pogu b'cha Menuvel zeh. The Yetzer Hara out there has a title. He has a name. His name is Menuvel. It's low. It's nidrik. It's the Welt. The result Mashcheu lebeis hamedrash. No beis hamedrash, which means mekoymis of Torah, mekumpna beis haknesses, beis hamedrash. There's also Yetzer Hara. We know there's Yetzer Hara, sure. Oh, but the Yetzer Hara hates Nish Menuvel. Menuvel is outside. Outside it's Menuvel. I'll give all the kavod, but it's printed. It's printed. The shame the Vilna Goyin, maybe in his brother, the Milos Hatay, writes it from him. That a person has to know what was meant that Kedushas Beis Haknes. Avade, there's Yetzer Hara, there's Shaloi Lishma, Meken Redendor, Meken. There's things that you could be Chas V'Shom. There is a Mokim Mirshom, but it's a different story. And if a person's home, that's what we say. The person's home becomes also a beis medrash. Yeah, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Evila beis medrash. Yeah, the Yid wants the Eibishter's bracha in his house. Yeah, the Yid daf haben a bracha. Und sie steht, you know what brings a bracha? One thing brings a bracha. One thing only. Shechina brings a bracha. Shechina bringt a Yid bracha. So Yid has to think, is my house a place that the Shechina wants to be? Does the Ribbono Shel Olam want to be in this house? Is it a shtickel beis medrash house? Does that for Yid? That's the teva that a Yid has to make for himself. Maybe she's all helping us. Schus hatayr of Klal Yisrael, schus hachesed of Klal Yisrael, so much chesed in tayr, that the Eibishter should be berachma of ubachsod of hagdolim, as all given al beis Hashem, a Yeshua, and you all be zeicha, zagul l'shem.
Shloya.
Thank you.